This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, wanted to let you know what we're going to be talking about today, because this is great stuff. Over the last 2 weeks, I've been giving people a heads up as to what to expect if you're foolish enough to have your kid in a public school. One of the things that they're teaching kids in public schools, obviously, is illegal. It's been illegal since 1968 in this country. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, it was illegal all the way up until 1968 to teach your kids evolution in public schools. And furthermore, as I've asked over the last couple weeks, why is there public schools in the first place? Really what it is a cesspool of indoctrination, and might I add, illegal indoctrination. And folks, what we're going to be talking about today is just that. I want you to listen carefully to what Benjamin Franklin rightly said, one of our founders. He said, serious religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith, under its various denominations, the Lutherans, Baptists, Wesleyans, Catholics, so on and so forth, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. He said this carefully. He said, listen carefully. He said, atheism is unknown in this country. See, John Witherspoon, along with Benjamin Franklin and 55 of our other signers, friends, actually 54, forgive me, all agreed that an atheist is an enemy to this country. And furthermore, if you take that to the natural outside of the spiritual, it's interesting to note that old saying, you know what, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. That's exactly right, because everybody's calling on a God at the same time because they want to save their little butts and they want Jesus to do it for them when they're in a time of need. Isn't that interesting how that works? I also want you to understand that atheism is such a small amount of the population in the United States of America. I think there's like 5 or 6 members of the atheist group, friends. I mean, it's just that small a number. But it's also interesting to note, in contrast, the hypocrisy, because 78% of those in this country actually profess their Christianity, yet you can't find it. You find a smaller portion of them that actually believe that, you know, friends, in saying this on Acts 11, it said that they began to call them Christians. Real Christianity, friends, is less than probably 3% in this country, though 78% profess to be Christians. So you can see the hypocrisy, you can see the contrast, and friends, we need to set this straight. But going back to the schools, what we're going to be talking about today is, why are they teaching your kids evolution? Furthermore, I want you to think about this one point. As I put a little salt on your tongue coming up during this second segment, concerning the topic of atheism. When you think about the atheists in this country, isn't it interesting how they, like Vladimir Lenin, the revolutionist under Joseph Stalin, the mass murderer of his own people, isn't it interesting that he was the one that noted that atheism precedes communism and communism precedes atheism? And why is it that dictators want to preach to the people atheism? Why do they want to teach them evolution? Because what they want to do at length is they want to be God, so they have to remove God. That's humorous, isn't it? Yes, it is. I know it to be humorous. humorous, because we're still here. The seed of the righteous is forever, and we're still here. And by the way, friends, we're not going anywhere. But going back to that statement, just think about that. Atheism precedes communism, because you need to understand that Christians, taking that in parallel to what I'm saying, line upon line, precept upon precept, Christians are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Okay, that is the gift of prophecy. But what you need to understand is real Christianity is a threat to dictators. It's a threat to dictatorships. And I also want you to hear this carefully, and I'm just laying a little bit of a premise, just peppering you right now with thoughts to think about in the up-and-coming 2 hours of the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, is they are responsible for more deaths than any other group of people in the history of mankind. Those that perpetuate this dangerous ideology, and again, friends, going back to the fact that they're beginning to teach this in public schools. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring forth an exposition. We're going to expose all this garbage. Where's it coming from? We're going to bring forth the fruit, and we're going to give you an understanding as to what is going on in this country. Someone's trying to be God, and I just want to let that person know, just like Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said, that dictator wannabe, he said the book, the Bible, the book of the Bible is no mere book, he said. He said it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. See, those people that want to rule the roost outside of God and above God's throne, Isaiah 14, Satan tried the same thing. How did that work out for him? It didn't. So, America, let me ask you something. What is this government trying to set you up for if, knowing the history of atheists, those that teach evolution, are responsible for killing more of their people than any other group of people in the history of mankind? Why is it being tolerated in public schools today, folks? Because let me remind you, it's illegal. It is illegal. But we also know that the federal government, as I said over the last 2 weeks, is illegally indoctrinating your kids, if you're foolish enough to have them in public schools, illegally, friends, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. We're going to be talking about it again, friends. Listen one more time. Quote Ben Franklin. Serious religion under its various denominations, it's the Christian faith, friends, Lutherans, Baptists, Wesleyans, Catholics, so on and so forth, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown. And I also, this comes to my aid as well, a famous preacher named Chesterton said this. He said, if there was no God, there would be no atheist. That's exactly right. So, folks, let's have a little fun with this, but I also want you to know that, in all seriousness, it's very dangerous what they're teaching kids in public schools. Though 80% in this country say they don't believe it, then why 80% of Americans, why are you tolerating it? That's the real question. A little leaven at the whole lump. We need to deal with that leaven, because they mean to leaven the whole lump. As the foxes attempted to spoil the vines, let's deal with the foxes. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know, if you'd like to jump on Facebook, we have about 500,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis. We appreciate that. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or you can go to my Twitter account, again, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, you may do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we got the co-host of Sons of Liberty Radio.com coming up on the next segment, live from the Minnesota State Fair. Be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, if you'd like to jump on at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to pull up the co-host from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, who's live at the Minnesota State Fair. Are you there, Stephanie?
I am, Bradley. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know that we have the opportunity. We've been out there for 10 years now, year after year, and I believe that there's approximately 2 million people that go through the aisles of almost every building there at the Minnesota State Fair, and one of the booths just happens to be ours. And again, we have had the opportunity of literally handing out hundreds of thousands of tracts alone at the Minnesota State Fair, and we are out there again today. If you're out at the Minnesota in the Minnesota area, friends, do check out the Minnesota State Fair. We're live in the grandstand, and Stephanie, yours truly, is there. How's it going at the Minnesota State Fair, Steph?
Well, you know, it's going great, and truly the Minnesota State Fair is one of my favorite places to be. I always like to say, you know, not everyone is going to step foot inside of a church building or a Tea Party meeting or anything like that, but people go to the State Fair in massive numbers, as you mentioned, about 2 million people attend the State Fair every year. We've got everyone from atheists to drunkards to God haters to Muslims to fellow believers. We've got young people, old people, veterans, and it's so awesome to see how the Lord is using us to witness to these people. So many people have never, ever heard the gospel preached in the way that it was intended, with the law and the judgment and mercy and faith, the way of salvation, showing them their sins, the Ten Commandments, and showing them their guilty before God and their need for a Savior. So we've had so many divine appointments and people who are just so appreciative of us being here, and some people who, you know, I don't need to listen to this, but it's so awesome because most people are so receptive, and they take it, and they're like, wow, that really makes a lot of sense, and they're so happy that we're here, because we're literally being a booth shining the light of God's light and truth. You know, Christ's love for us was in a demonstration of what he did for us on the cross, and when you're telling people this and making it all make sense for them in the way that the gospel was intended, the light's so on, and it's just, I get so excited about being here because we get to meet so many different people and have opportunities to witness people who otherwise would never, ever get a chance to hear this message in the way it was intended. So we're doing great.
Well, let me lay a little background out. Let me lay a little history out so people understand why we're at the Minnesota State Fair. I was at the Minnesota State Fair at the age of 24 years old. Not one person ever in my life approached me about Jesus Christ. If you wanted to know anything about Christ, you had to go to a church. Contrary to that of what the church is called to do, Mark 16:15. Now, in saying that, interestingly enough, I remember going into the bathroom in the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair where Stephanie is at right now. That was to the degree that I seen the Christian faith. Because what they would do is they would lay little unspiritual laws, four unspiritual laws, up on the bathroom toilet paper holder. That was the degree of their boldness and their walk of faith in Christ. And that was their willingness to bring Christ to the world by dropping off a track in the bathroom. And it's always one of those things that I've stood against since day one. We are bold about our faith because Christ saved us. And it amazes me, Stephanie, more than anything, how many people confess and profess their Christianity, but they fail to bring it to the world. And it shows you that they don't have the faith. Because if you have been saved, then guess what? You've been given something by Christ and you've been saved from yourself. Freely you have received, freely you want to give that to the world, and there's so little of that today left in this country. What say you?
Well, you're exactly right. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, have you no desire for others to be saved? Then you're not saved yourself. If you really have a true profession of your faith, and Christ has truly made you a new creation in Christ Jesus, you can't help but open up your mouth. You can't help but reach out to the lost. You can't walk idly by and see someone that you know does not know about the gospel message and not hand them a tract or not witness to them in Christ's name. And you're right. There's a lot of people out there, they claim that they're Christians, but yet they're not walking the walk. You know, they have a nice talk, but do they really put their Christianity in demonstration and in action? You know, 1 John 3:18, which is kind of the motto of our entire ministry, says, my little children, let us not live in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We've got lots of church members and professors nowadays that talk a lot of love, but they show none of it in demonstration. Christ's yep. love for us was in demonstration on that cross, and we are to go out and do the same. We are to show people Christ's love by giving them the truth and giving them a knowledge of their sins they have an opportunity to repent. But we're not here talking about, you know, this and that. We're here demonstrating to people, and they're seeing it because we're Christians.
Exactly.
And as you're talking about, we're not ashamed of the gospel.
Amen. I want to interject that as well. You know, it's some time back, there was a man that actually was a firefighter that actually broke into a house and saved a woman's child. And what that woman did, because she was so grateful, is what she did is she contacted all the news outlets in the local area because she wanted to have a reunion with that firefighter that saved her child's life. And what they did is they brought all the cameras were all on the firefighter and the woman embraced the firefighter for saving her and her son from that burning fire. Isn't that what Christians should be doing today, is declaring the glory of God because of what Jesus Christ did for us by saving us from the fire, by saving us from our sins, Matthew 1:21? That's exactly what we should be doing. But for some reason or another, there's so many professors out there that claim that they're saved, but they don't even know what they're saved from. And they're talking about their faith, yet nobody else knows about their faith but them and everybody in the church building. It's nothing but hypocrisy, and I'm tired of it. And because of that, we've been out at the Minnesota State Fair over the last 10 years proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, unashamed, unabashed, bringing it to the world, handing tracts to people, walking up to them, having conversations, and they're not all good. And furthermore, Steph, I guess without going any further than that, give us a couple examples of what you've actually encountered over the last couple days there.
Well, Well, you know, I've had the opportunity to talk with, you know, young people, students. You know, it's funny because when people walk up to me and I can just almost tell exactly where I'm supposed to go with them, and I take them through the commandments and show them the way of salvation. And then these young people, and, you know, some of them are atheists. Some of them, they kind of chuckle their way through it, but you know it's getting through. Some people, they're just locked on you. They're just looking straight through you, and they're intently listening to everything you have to say. It's amazing to see some people that walk up to us and say, well, you know, this is not for them. You know, have you read Jeremiah?
Yeah.
And they'll walk away. But you know what? We always give them the opportunity to know the truth. See, our job is not to make sure that everyone accepts the truth, but our job as Christians is to make sure that everyone has the opportunity so their blood, in a sense, is washed off our hands, because they can never again stand before God and say nobody ever.
So give us a couple examples, Stephen. Give us a couple examples.
People who are enjoying the truth or people who don't want to hear the truth.
Either way, I suppose people like the squeaky wheel more, so share a little contention. That would be good.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I had a lady come up to me today, and she said her husband was retired, veteran. And so I was telling her Christian ministry was the America Restored Back to Foundations that made us great, going back to the Bible and the Constitution. And she goes, well, do you believe in the Second Amendment? You know, or basically she's talking about guns. I said, absolutely. She goes, okay, I don't believe that. I believe there should be control. You know, and so when you look at people, I'm thinking, your husband's retired veteran, and yet you don't believe in us having our constitutional rights. Some people that you talk to are so mixed up. I was talking to a gentleman. He was absolutely just stuck on Catholicism in the way that he thought the Pope was infallible, and he thought that, you know, a priest could forgive you of your sins. And I said, no, but Christ is your high priest. You don't have to confess your sins before a priest. You confess your sins before Jesus. He alone can forgive you of sins. And he was thinking that there was just no other way, but, you know, through Catholicism and so on and so forth. We have to understand that no pope, no priest on earth has the power to forgive us of sins. We don't need to confess our sins before a priest. We confess our sins before God. And through his son, Jesus Christ, through repentance,
yes,
we ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins, and it's the blood of Christ that washes and cleanses us from all sin. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the light. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means people always say, well, all roads lead to heaven. No, no, no. All roads lead to the judgment, and where you'll have to give your account. But only through Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection are we able to find our way into heaven. And as you're going back to what you're saying, if you've truly been saved, you want to bring forth that message. Just that analogy you were using about that lady who was so thankful for that firefighter who saved the life. In the same way, we're so thankful that Christ saved us. We can't help but express our gratitude.
Yeah. Stephanie, now can you do me a favor? Can you go ahead and do me a favor now and answer my question? Can you go ahead and share with people some of the stuff that you've been sharing with me over the last couple of days? Like yesterday when you told me that the guy came over to you, you had a chance to witness to him. He walked away and then he came back. Tell us that story real quick.
Oh, yeah. So there was one guy, he came over and I witnessed to him. I took him through everything, and I just showed him our products at the table and so on and so forth. And he actually came back. Usually people say they're going to come back. They don't quite do that. But he came back, and he got our My War 5-part documentary series. He said, you know, I really like the fact that he didn't try to sell me. He said, you know, you showed me what it was. But our most important thing is getting the gospel message out there. And the Lord takes care of us along the way financially as well. But he just was so appreciative of the fact that we weren't out here trying to sell people, you know, we were out here with wrong motives. Our heart was really to seek and save that which is lost.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we are going to bring you back to the topic of the day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just sharing with you some of the stuff that's going on down at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're in the Minnesota area, do jump over to the State Fair, going to the grandstand booth. We are there. We've been there for the last 10 years, and we're going to be there for the next 10 years, Lord willing. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour and a half, do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I wanted to let you know what we're going to be talking about today, because we've been spending the last couple weeks kind of forewarning as to what they're going to be teaching your kids in public schools through International Baccalaureate, a global scheme contrived in 1968 out of Sweden, No Child Left Behind, where they shoot for the floor rather than the stars. They're leveling the balance, the playing field, per se, friends. It's communism. And then on steroids, No Child Left Unindoctrinated is nothing but Common Core, which is created by nothing but a bunch of bureaucrats that create confusion, and that's all there is confusion, folks. It's all illegal. And keep in mind what William Bennett said, Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan. He said the longer that kids stay in public schools back in the 80s, he said the stupider, in essence, they're going to get. Serious religion under its various denominations, Lutherans, Baptists, Wesleyans, Catholics, so on and so forth, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown in this country. So, in saying that, I know that the atheists, communists, and revisionists are working, they're working overtime to try to convince you that your forefathers were just like their foolish selves. Now, why would I say something like that? Foolish selves. Because it tells us in the book of Psalm 14, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, listen carefully as to what he said right after that. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Folks, it's idolatry. There's nothing new under the sun. Listen carefully as to what I said. There's nothing new under the sun. They're taking on evolution because what they don't want is they don't want to be accountable before a just and a holy God. So what they do is they willfully deceive themselves into believing that God is not there and He is not going to hold them accountable. As Stephanie said during the last segment, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. True that. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. So, folks, we're not to follow or let those that are in the back lead the way. Folks, we already know what these people are about. This is communism. That's all this is, and I'll show you in just a moment. You've all heard of the Southern Poverty Law Center, right? You know, those that like to defend the homosexuals from anybody that enforces the law against them. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Do you know that Mark Potok, the director of, notice his little name ID here, Director of Intelligence at the Southern Poverty Law Center. By the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center under Morris Dees, they used to defend the KKK against the crimes committed against the blacks. So if you'd study the history of some of these organizations, you'll understand how corrupt they are from the bottom all the way up. And sure enough, the axe will be laid to the root of the tree soon enough. Just give it a little time. But Mark Potok, the director of intelligence at the Southern Poverty Law Center, said this: sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring like hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. That is the mind of an atheist, okay? So track with me here. Again, I just said that I know that the atheists, communists, and revisionists are working overtime to try to convince you that your forefathers were just like them, devilish selves. But I want to tell you something, friends. Nothing could be further from the truth. See, they attempt to convince you that your forefathers were ignorant deists, as if to say God created us, dropped us off on planet Earth, and then He is derelict of duty when it comes to being a father. That's what they're trying to tell you, right? Or they're just godless, effeminate pansies concerning our forefathers, just the way that they're attempting to create a Christ that's on the cross. He's not on the cross anymore. But what's important for you to understand is if they can get away with that, then they just attack you head on with misinformation and unlawful tactics in hopes that you will capitulate. Turn in the day of battle. Folks, again, keep in mind the law is on your side. For example, going over to another communist organization. Remember what I said, Vladimir Lenin said communism precedes atheism, vice versa. Okay? Listen to that of the ACLU. The American Civil Liberties Union was busted omitting certain portions of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. They posted on their website, listen carefully, Congress shall make no law, .. abridging the freedom of speech, .. Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Folks, that's not what it says. It says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now keep in mind also that foreigners are afforded asylum here, but they are to assimilate according to the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Now, going back to the ACLU, listen carefully concerning the founder of the ACLU. We're talking about the atheist, friends, okay? He said, Roger Baldwin did, I'm for socialism. I'm for disarmament, for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the propriety class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. The end of the ACLU, said Roger Baldwin, that devil himself, said communism is the goal. Communism is the goal. Let me go back just a little bit. Because I'm talking about how this is being taught to kids in public schools, students in public schools. Folks, these atheist organizations are now attacking the likes of cheerleaders. Years ago, the American Civil Liberty Union of Tennessee asked the Oneida High School to stop announcing prayers over their PA system. Instead of opposing these communists, the schools pandered to them, changing prayer to a moment of silence. Why? They're submitting themselves to the likes of that of an atheist communist group. And they said that we did not. Furthermore, just to set this aside real quick, lines between church and state, friends, keep in mind, it's an erected wall against the government from what it's doing today, not the other way around. Furthermore, when you go to the book of Acts, friends, how many times did the Lord send angels or earthquakes to set free the apostles to go back out into the courtyards to preach in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Who was sending the angels to set Peter free from prison? It was the Christ. That is the meaning of what we're seeing today. Furthermore, you've heard lines between church and state from none other than Thomas Jefferson saith these communist atheist organizations. Keep in mind, he said that he was of the real type of Christian. He said it was the cornerstone of liberty, Thomas Jefferson did. Furthermore, when he was the third president of the United States, he was also the president of public schools in Washington, D.C. district. Guess what the books were that were made mandatory? Watts hymnals in the Bible. Friends, if you go to your state preamble, all 50 states in our union, in the United States of America, all start out acknowledging guess who? If you want to take it a step further as to what preceded that, friends, read the Declaration of Independence. If you want to go back to another step that preceded the Declaration of Independence, go back to the Mayflower Compact, which smacks of nothing but the pulpit. You're being lied to by a bunch of communists. And furthermore, friends, you're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. And instead of the parents actually standing up for the students are starting now to do that which their parents won't. Good for them. I praise God for every one of them. So why are the parents in the schools subjecting themselves to communist organizations, all the while knowing who they are? I want to tell you why. Because what they like to do is they like to pick on school districts, and what they do is they use the state-controlled media, bought and paid for, controlled by the CAA, to attack anybody that advances the Christian faith. Why? Because it's the end aim of any dictatorship, as I talked about during the first segment. Why? Because they want to be God. Remember what John Locke said, one of the founders of our Constitutional Republic, along with William Blackstone and Charles D. Montesquieu. He said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Because the American people no longer act as the law that they should be, they're allowing corrupt representatives to act out in a lawless manner. Therefore, defining the word tyranny, and that's exactly what John Locke said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And by the way, I got that quote out of our Capitol, the Supreme Court in the state of Minnesota, and it's interesting, right behind the backs of all Supreme Court justices in Minnesota alone, which is in every state of our union, friends, is a big, huge mural of Moses receiving God's divine law, the Ten Commandments. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Yep, where the law ends, where the people fail to be the law, these communist atheist organizations will attack, and that's exactly what they're doing. The difference is, America, you again have the law on your side, and those that know the law, these people don't know how to respond to them. That's why they will not get on this radio program. I have tried from folks from the ACLU all the way down to American separation for church and state. Folks, it just, they're atheist organizations. They're unconstitutional. And that is the reason they will not get on the radio with me. Because that's all I have to do is simply go over to the Constitution of the United States and read the First Amendment. And guess what? They just lost all their cover because I just blew it because it is written. That's why George Washington, through his farewell speech, which every school in this country virtually knew before they graduated, that's why he said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Because as long as you know the law, guess what? They don't have a chance. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for making us the number one radio show across the land as well as into 53 countries every Saturday, friends. We appreciate that. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm just going to start to lace information in the topic in which we're talking about. Because, friends, I want you to understand that you don't ask for permission from an atheist to obey God. Do you understand that? I'm glad you do, because the laws of our constitutional republic were established. We have something called common law, Exodus 18:21, and that is, oh yeah, I'll interject that. I had an atheist call in one time. He had the internal fortitude of a man. He really did. And he called in and he said, Bradley, I just don't believe that we're a Christian nation. And I said to him, well, you don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? And I wasn't being disingenuous. insincere. I was being very sincere. It's true. Common sense comes into play. And I said to him, so Mr. Atheist, is it against the law to kill? He said, yes. I said, who told you that? That just happens to be God's moral law coming through the Mosaic institution called common law. You know it, and I well know it. You cannot kill. And if you read Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, we'll see where the Lord said, it's the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. I said, Mr. Atheist, is it against the law to steal? He said, why, of course it is. I said, well, Mr. Atheist, who told you that? And at this time, folks, he had one of his feet stuck in his mouth, and the second one coming shortly thereafter. I said to him, Mr. Atheist, is it against the law to lie, commit the act of perjury? Why, yes, it is. I said, who told you that? It's the ninth commandment. Thou shalt not lie. I said, my father told you that. And for some reason or another, friends, he didn't have anything to say after that. There is no debating with these people, friends. We're going to either be ruled by the word of God, or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. And tyrants is what we are exposing today. Why are they teaching this to kids in public schools? But it's okay for the ACLU to get behind the Muslim faith to interject, to not assimilate, but to plunder the public schools by making American students conform and convert to the ways of the pedophile prophet Muhammad himself. Either do it or else. Is that right? Is that what you're saying today? You better bet your bottom dollar. But it's these useful idiots that proceed to make way for totalitarian government, and that's exactly what these useful idiots are setting themselves up to be. They're being set up for the very fall, and they mean for us to all fall. These useful idiots just don't know it yet. They think they're playing games. You play with fire, you're going to get burned. There is no getting around it. During the last segment, I was talking about how the ACLU and the likes of these atheist groups, all three atheist groups in the United States of America, that are attacking cheerleaders. And the American Civil Liberty Union of Tennessee asked the Juanita High School to stop announcing prayers over the PA system. Instead of opposing these communists, again, the schools pandered to them, changing prayer to a moment of silence. Oh, you little sheep. Meh. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, and guess what? That's exactly what they intended to. See, the young people did what the parents wouldn't do, and that was to poke the ACLU in the eye. In September, as the moment of silence was called, the cheerleaders joined hands and began to recite the Lord's model prayer from Matthew 6. They had no need for approval for our communist organizations. I high-five you every step of the way. This is exactly the spirit of Christ. We're not asking for permission from the devil to obey God, nor are we going to ask from his little minions, known as the ACLU or any other atheist group in America, for permission to obey God. It's better to obey God than man, like it or not. So, what are the humanists that are now attacking football players in Georgia? Wow. On an anonymous tip, even. Wow. They didn't have to tell the school who told on them. I mean, as if to say they were doing something wrong. Madison County Red Raiders football team makes it a habit of passing by and touching a stone monument before they head out of the gridiron for their games. However, the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the American Human Association are crying like a bunch of little babies against what's on the monument. As if anybody cares what the Freedom From Religion has to say, or the American Humanist Association have to say. See, these two anti-theist groups who claim to not believe in God, but we know that they are really suppressing the truth and unrighteousness, are attacking the high school monument because it references the following. Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? God forbid you allow your children to read that, friends. Did you know that the Supreme Court said back in 1962 that it's not a permissible objective to teach your kids the Ten Commandments, like thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not lie, and honor your father and your mother? Through an oligarchy, friends, that means where a few rule over many. That means the Supreme Court came in. Instead of actually discovering and applying law, they sit in bad behavior, which is a violation of Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution. Therefore, they should be impeached, Article 2, Section 4. But for some reason or another, the American people are led to believe, foolishly, that the Supreme Court is above the law of the land, when in fact, the opposite, again, is true. They are to discover the law and apply the law. But it was these that ruled against 97% of the population in favor of less than 3% of the population. And by the way, it's not even that high. These two anti-theist groups didn't like Philippians 4:13 either in a public school. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Oh, okay. I mean, as if to say, you're the final say somehow. Hey, folks, let's go back to one of these groups, because I've had a couple of these guys attack me, and we turned around and went right back after them. And I want to tell you, you want to see a bunch of babies with wet diapers on, drinking a warm bottle of milk, folks, whining to mama about how the fact that someone actually stood up to them and took it to them. I want to let you know something, America. There are law firms all across the country that are waiting for you to take a stand against the likes of these communist organizations. But you know what they tell me? We can't find anybody to see it through because they're afraid of what the media might say about them. Really? Before whining about that, why don't you look to the cross of Jesus Christ? He had three nails driven, two through his hands and one through both of his feet. He had a crown of thorns on the top of his head. He did that, and he bore the reproach without the camp. And why did he do that? He died for the sins. He was the propitiation of the sins of the world. Are you ashamed of him? Are you ashamed in the natural of your veterans? You have got to be out of your mind. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, America. No way. And I want to tell you something. After doing 360 public schools, these kids in public schools are not eating the pill, and they're looking for a reason to stand up. And we adults need to lead the way. We need to lead the way as we follow the Christ. That is a real leader. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. We are. We are. Freedom from religion? That's like a bird that wants freedom from air or a fish that wants freedom from water. I mean, folks, does it get any more ridiculous than this? And these are the people you're running from. They're trying to figure out why you're running from them. Well, I can tell you, a wicked people will flee when none pursueth. That's why. Proverbs 28, but it also tells us as a word of exhortation, edification, and encouragement that the righteous are made bold as lions. That means forward to danger. Friends, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You got it backwards. You're to take it to the enemy and dispossess their lawlessness. Jesus was manifested to do what? To destroy the works of the devil. Not to play with the enemy. Not to pet. Folks, he broke his back on the cross, spoiling principalities and powers. He made a spectacle of them openly. How? Through the cross. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. In other words, the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, and if you do, this is what's going to happen. And church, those that believe the Christ, those that are witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ by their lifestyles, because they're dead to themselves, they're buried with Christ, they're crucified with Christ, they're buried with Christ, and they're risen under the glory of the Father by the power of the Holy Ghost, the enemy fears that more than anything in the world, and the kids are the ones bringing it to the enemies. Why are they teaching this to kids in public schools? I'm going to get into more detail as we go forward. In complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the National Education Association agrees with humanism. Again, we're not asking for their permission, friends. I'm showing you who you are so you can deal with your enemy by first tearing down your father's altars and dealing with them by taking it to them. The law's on your side, and so is Christ. Amen? We're going to take a quick break. Hour two coming up on the other side. I'm going to get into great specificity as to what they're teaching and how it came about to be in public schools in the first place. Be right back.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.